One day, when I had walked out to the pine grove, I noticed a butterfly on the ground, among the grass, pine needles, and leaf litter. It was resting with its wings wide open. I recognized the species as a red admiral butterfly, and I wrote a poem about it. The Red Admiral. A butterfly landed with wide open wings in order to show me a couple of things. Across each shoulder, a red-orange band, marking the butterfly's rank of command. I bent down for a detailed inspection. The butterfly flapped in slight objection. Its wings were torn. The edges were jagged. The insect looked worn and rather ragged. It took to the air, landed 3 feet away, to let me know it was doing okay. I gently scooped up the butterfly and then held it carefully upon my hand. It should have 6 legs. I saw only 5. It seemed quite lucky to still be alive. Had a predator tried to attack it? A dragonfly or a yellow jacket? The creature fluttered and folded its wings in order to show me a few other things. A camouflage pattern under the flap to cunningly hide it while sipping tree sap. The tattered wings appeared textured like bark, brown flecked with gray and a little bit dark. There were splotches of white off to each side that looked like drippings of sap that had dried. So I bowed my head and paid my respect to honor this valiant veteran insect. Placing the butterfly back on the ground, I quietly watched without making a sound. The admiral flapped and took to the air, off once again on a wing and a prayer. I waved farewell as it fluttered on by, that dauntless, resilient, brave butterfly.